This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, yes, 248-539-9797. It's the Valenti Show with Rico. I'm Stoney, in for Mike. Tomorrow, a first in my broadcast history, after all the years of doing radio, close to 30 years, I get my first shortened show as the Tigers take on the Milwaukee Brewers, beginning at 1 o'clock here on 97.1 The Ticket. So we'll be with you sometime around 4 o'clock because they have a big postgame show, right, don't they?
You know what? I'm going to leave this to Kenny because he's probably thinking you're just jinxing everything.
Right? How can I jinx? What? They play in a retractable roof.
Right, because they'll end up playing a one-hour game and it won't be a short show.
Still be shorter than
that. We'll be on at 3:30.
No, and we're on at 2:45. Hope that was worth it.
Reese Olsen's pitching tomorrow. There'll be some hits. Okay? You know, oh, yeah, you're right. Milwaukee might win. Might not be a bottom of the ninth. No. Anyway, so last night I went out to dinner with my wife, my two daughters, and their two boyfriends. And afterwards, we decided to get a little ice cream or frozen yogurt because we went to a place. I'll give the place's name. I don't care because I'm going to rip it. Yo's, Y-O-Z yogurt. On Orchard Lake Road. And we ordered our ice cream, and then it was time for our yogurt, and it was, you know, small cup with, you know, whatever flavor you wanted, a couple toppings. So I went to go and pay the bill, and I noticed that they charged. Now, it's my own fault, because I didn't look at the big chalkboard or whatever where they had all the prices of everything. $1.95 per topping. And one of the people who I was with had two toppings.
Was it one of the boyfriends?
Yeah, but that's okay. But I didn't care at the time, you know, because I usually get two toppings, but this time I only got chocolate sprinkles.
But you're paying.
Yeah, but I usually pay anyway. So I usually.
I'm not going to say who, but somebody I was with had.
That's all right. I don't care. It's all right. That was fine. That's not the point. The point is. $1.95 for a spoonful of chocolate sprinkles, or my daughter had rainbow sprinkles. I think on our he had like Oreos, whatever, you know, Oreo. $1.95. The ice cream itself was like $3.30, you know, $3 whatever. So you're talking about half. Hey, the price of the ice cream for a scoop of sprinkles? Hey,
man, them tariffs hit hard.
You got to be. Yeah, I thought that'd be, you have to wait a little bit for the chocolate sprinkle tariff.
Okay, who gets sprinkles first?
Make the sprinkles in America.
Make sprinkles great again.
Who gets sprinkles?
On ice?
That's like the.
Okay, a lot of people,
you know,
do.
What? That's like the most wasted topping. Like, do they even have a flavor?
It's chocolate ones.
No, they're great.
Yeah, they're
sprinkles?
Great.
Chocolate ones, yeah.
The rainbow ones are, they're meaningless to me. They don't have anything.
Oh, no, I love those.
I got the chocolate sprinkles. Anyway.
Oreos, yeah.
Oreos. Okay. Or La Reese's, you know, I usually do that. Or I get hot fudge. I'm glad I only went with one, because if I got that hot fudge, it would have been an extra $1.95. Okay, so I felt ripped off is the bottom line. 248-539-9797. What's the last time you felt ripped off? It doesn't have to be, it could be a small item. It could be a huge item. Well, you actually, you know what? $1.95 for a topping is a ripoff. I got ripped off. Shame on me. So if I ever go back to that place, I ain't getting a topping.
Wow. Did they at least apologize?
No, I didn't say anything to them. I was like, there were kids who were working there. It's not their fault.
No, I mean, I'm not the people, like the boyfriends. Like.
Oh, no, I don't think he even was paying attention. Wow.
You're a good dad.
Well, you know.
I'll let him know in the car. No. Did you enjoy that? Did you enjoy the sprinkles? Was it worth $2 for you?
248-539-9797. Maybe it's just me. I just felt ripped off. So I was wondering, what out there do you ever feel just ripped off for?
You know, a fast food restaurant went, just, I thought, thinking of just a regular order. Like, all right, give me burger, fries, whatever. And when I'm like, wait, how much?
Yeah.
I was like, what, did I supersize? No, it's just regular. Yeah. You know what?
The prices of fast food, it's like, that's why I'll.
I haven't gone in a long time.
I'll do the value menu where you get like if it's a McDonald's, it's like a double cheeseburger, and then you get your choice of fries, another double cheeseburger, or McNuggets for an extra dollar.
Hadn't gone in a long time, and I'm like, and it will be another long time. I was like, are you serious? I was like, yeah, it was like 10 something. I was like, I'm sorry, what? Yeah.
248-539-9797. Brian, you're on 97 on the ticket. Good afternoon, Brian.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
How are you,
Brian?
I'm great. But like a month ago, one of my favorite artists, I missed the last two tours. So I bucked up and bought some good floor seats for like $110. And I was thinking, like, you know, maybe $20 a ticket. The fees, the service fees that don't include parking are $50 a ticket.
Yeah.
Did you know that before you clicked on or whatever?
Oh, no. They won't give you the final cost until you have to commit to the ticket.
Yeah.
Now, I could have canceled them, but it took me like 3 weeks to actually convince myself to pull the trigger. And then after a few pops, I was like, all right, I'm doing it. And then I look at the debit card the next day, and I'm like, $330? Wait a second. And I look at the invoice. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. $50 a seat.
Yeah, well, that's one thing. Hopefully the president with Kid Rock can get rid of these ridiculous fees.
Oh, man. Brian, I'm with you. I miss the days where you could just go to the venue.
Yeah.
Buy the tickets there and not have to worry about all the fees.
I know.
You're held hostage.
I know. A lot of times, though, I will say this. If you go and buy your ticket at the venue, you avoid the fees. But a lot of times people are, let's say, you're in Rochester Hills, okay? You don't feel like driving to the LCA to go buy something when you can just, you know, a lot of people don't do that. But you can avoid fees a lot of times.
You still, with the gas, you're still better off driving than just buying the seat. I mean, I guess I remember you used to go down to the Fox and just buy them right there. I missed that.
248-539-9797. David, we have any ticket texts?
Yeah, someone says, I just went in New Orleans on Bourbon Street. I was charged $40 for two slices of pizza and two waters. Messed up thing is I went back the next day. That's from Ryan in a car. Yeah, you did that to yourself.
Yes, you probably hammered from the hurricanes or whatever you were drinking.
Now, you know, speaking of that, man, they hold you hostage at an airport.
Oh,
they
yeah.
do.
Oh, my
they
goodness.
They do.
You know what? Eat beforehand.
You are right.
Eat beforehand because everything. Oh, that bottle of $7, please.
Yeah, I tried to get a salad one time from one of the places, and I was like, you know what? That's okay.
And they're not that good.
That's exactly why I turned around. $17 for a salad. I said, I'm good. I'm okay.
Yeah.
Not worth it. Someone says, $14 for beer at Comerica Park. Total ripoff. That is from Shelly in South Lyon.
Okay.
Another person says, car insurance companies rip us off every month.
That's
Gavin in Rochester. Asking what you've been ripped off. Stoney, every time I go to the grocery store, I feel ripped off.
Yeah, well, that's for damn sure. Prices are rising.
Oh, that no, you weren't here last week. I went to the store, and I'm like, oh, okay, you know what? I'm going to
pick up I think it was like some pop.
Right.
A 12 pack. And I thought I was being pranked because I'm looking at the price like it's $10.99. I'm like, no, it's supposed to be cheaper if you buy
right.
12 cans. And so I'm walking, like, I got to work. I'm like, okay, did you guys just, is the cameras around? Is this for, no, that's the new price now, sir. Not anymore. Yeah. I was blown away. Like, I'm expecting to pay, like, you know, $5.99, $4.99. It's like, it was $10.99. Like, I guess I'm not drinking pop anymore.
248-539-9797. I got ripped off. I felt $1.95 a topping for an ice cream. Chocolate sprinkles, a spoonful, $1.95.
Really?
Sprinkles, yes.
People like sprinkles.
Yes.
Did not know that.
97 won the ticket.